Welcome. Today, we're discussing this fascinating Wired article about the resurgence of MSG in cooking. It's about time this flavor enhancer gets its due.
Right? I mean, Chinese restaurant syndrome? Seriously? It's 2025. High time we debunk this myth. So what's sparking this MSG renaissance?
A bunch of new cookbooks are singing MSG's praises. Salt, sugar, fat, acid, heat, the memory of taste, and the meathead method. They're all about it. This article even spotlights Sola El Whaley's hot and tingly smashed cucumber salad, which apparently is a game changer with a dash of MSG.
Umami power. This article mentions chefs like Calvin Eng, a self-proclaimed lover and user of MSG on a massive scale, even has an MSG heart tattoo. His book, Salt, Sugar, MSG, sounds like a must-have.
Totally. Eng's point about a simple Cantonese chicken broth, made side by side, one with just salt, the other with MSG and salt, highlights the difference. He says it adds so much umami. It makes you want more.
I'm sold. But the article also delves into the historical baggage, right? That whole Chinese restaurant syndrome debacle.
Exactly. They trace it back to a 1968 letter in the New England Journal of Medicine, potentially a hoax, that fueled decades of misinformation. It's infuriating.
It is, but I'm glad the article mentions it. Acknowledging the past helps us move forward. So how do we use this magical ingredient?
Eng's advice? Have it on your counter next to your salt. Use both, but use less salt than you normally would, and taste as you go. Seems simple enough. And he's not alone. Other chefs are incorporating it into everything from popcorn to bagels.
Okay, but what about the science? Why does MSG make food taste so good?
Well, the article quotes David Zilber, a chef turned food scientist, who explains that glutamate is one of the most abundant amino acids, and it essentially hacks our primal physiology to make food more appealing. He even compares it to Cheetos.
Cheetos. That's unexpectedly insightful. It's all about triggering those cravings, but used responsibly, of course.
Absolutely. This isn't about overdoing it. It's about enhancing flavor, adding depth, and, let's be honest, making food more enjoyable. I, for one, am ready to embrace the umami.
Me too. I'm grabbing my salt cellar and ordering some MSG.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And remember, don't be afraid of the umami. Give MSG a try and let us know what you think.
Goodbye.